afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Morning Mix, presenting live local music, weekend events, weather in the Wasatch Back, everything that's happening in the Park City area for the weekend. I'm JW. I'm here with my co-host, Jude Robinson. Good morning, Jude.
Good morning, J-Dub. How are you?
I am doing fine.
I'm excited about all the haps that we're going to be talking about this morning.
Yeah, there's a lot happening.
Yep. Well, we have got quite a lineup for you this morning. We have Andy Bailey is here with he's our musical guest. He's going to be our first musical guest. He's the Honky Tonk Blue Tonky. Then we'll be joined by Keith Barony, who's finding humor in today's world. And then we're going to be joined by Amy Roberts from Park City Hospital. So what's happening in the weather this weekend?
Yeah, well, it is currently outside the Sweet Alley Studios, 36 degrees under, kind of cloudy skies. Snow likely today, 60% chance, but not a big accumulation, probably less than an inch if we do get it, maybe a little higher in the higher elevations above 7,200 feet. And then tonight, snow, 80% chance of snow tonight, 1 to 3 inches possible. So this is the good piece of snow, I think, for the weekend. Saturday, snow likely, but mostly before the 11 o'clock in the morning hour. And then it drops off to a 20% chance of snow. Looks like mostly cloudy with no snow during the day for Super Bowl Sunday. Go Pats. And Sunday night, 40% chance of snow. And then, I'll take this thing out an entire week and we don't have a lot of probabilities. It's a lot harder to be able to predict, but it looks like Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday that snow is possible, and then a chance of rain starting on Wednesday and Thursday of next week.
The rain is the bummer.
Yeah.
We need the moisture. The rain is the bummer.
But the important thing, because this is a weekend show, is that this weekend's going to be great weather. We're going to have a little bit of snow. We're going to have we'll have a reprieve on Sunday.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will. It's going to be fantastic. And we will be right back. We're going to listen to a few of our underwriters. And when we return, we're going to be joined here in studio with Andy Bailey. And you're listening to The Morning Mix on KPCW and Park City. Stay with us.
G'day, Ian from Campos Coffee. We're new to Park City and a supporter of KPCW. At Campos, we source our beans direct from the farmers and invest in social projects in all our farming communities. Our coffee blends are roasted in small batches and delivered each day. Campos Coffee is open daily at the base of Park City Mountain Resort, camposcoffee.com.
I'm Beth Lohman from Park City Mountain and supporter of KPCW. Park City Mountain's Epic Promise grants and donations focus on youth programs and environmental initiatives that impact our local communities. Grants fund programs that are designed to help kids achieve in the classroom and develop an interest for the outdoors by engaging guests, local communities, and our employees. Information at epicpromise.com.
This is Brooks, commercial lender for Mountain West Bank. We are proud to support Mountain Money on KPCW, but not responsible for the opinions of Larry or Doug. Our community is unique, and so are Park City businesses. We offer loan solutions to help your business succeed. Mountain West Bank, Kearns Boulevard, next to the theaters. 649-3369, Division of Glacier Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
KPCW Studios by Andy Bailey, today's live musical guest. Andy is from the faraway, mysterious place of Camas Valley. He's got the banjo, guitar, vocalist, and he's the band Honky Blue Tonky. And they perform at venues like High Star Ranch, DeJoria Center, and the Notch Pub in Camas.
You know what we missed? Last year at the Wallsburg Music Festival, we did not have Andy on the show, and Andy was one of the great performers there. But I tell you what, we're gonna, we've got you on this morning, and you and I were speaking in the green room earlier. Yeah. Wallsburg is moving to Soldier Hollow, which is fantastic.
Ooh,
yes,
cool.
Yes, we are very excited about it as well. This will be the fourth year for the festival. The first 2 years we had minimal attendance, in the hundreds, so to speak, and last year we kind of popped, and with the result of that, we kind of outgrew our current facility in the area that we were in, and with that said, Soldier Hollow was already kind of in the process of wanting to put together a music festival there. And so when Ted Shute Productions became available, he took them as an opportunity, and he's got me on that committee. And so we are currently in the process of organizing this year's festival. But between the the facility that we'll have being an Olympic facility and just a world-class event center, we're really excited about the potential that this festival will bring.
Well, yeah. Jude and I agree. Jude and I did a live show from there, and we spent some time with Ted. I actually met Ted like a couple months before, you know, getting ready for this thing. And yeah, he has a lot of enthusiasm, and I think moving to Soldier Hollow is a great move.
I do too, and you know, it's going to be good for the whole community. They have taken a stance; they want to take those Olympic venues and really make proper use of them for the communities that they're in. And you know, Heber, they host the sheepdog trials there, along with the powwow and the cowboy poetry. But this is something that's going to kind of set them apart, and we're structuring it after festivals that we've all taken a liking to over the years, whether it was the Targhees or the, you know, Tellurides of sorts, and taking the best of those, and we're trying to apply it to this. And
well, we're looking forward to that, and I'm excited for it. And that's what happens. You know, you have a small intimate group for a few years, and then pop, a bigger thing happens.
So. What are they going to call it?
It's going to be the Wasatch Mountain Music Festival.
Okay.
So not just strictly bluegrass, but we do want to definitely bring the pickers out and the camping and, you know, promote the family environment and maintain that aspect of it.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure excited to hear what you've got to play this morning. So why don't you go ahead and introduce your first song and tell us a little bit about it from your perspective.
Okay, I'll do one that, you know, I wrote and we play as a band and have for years, but it definitely, you know, kind of talks about Utah and this area a little bit and other places as well. But this one is called The Days of Old. There's a lot of truth to
old.
It. Yeah.
Live on the Morning Mix, KPCW Park City.
If I was a lonely man, well, I'd walk down to the shore, stand down by that water's edge, and I'd wish I could see more. If I were a carpenter, well, I'd build myself a boat, and I'd sail across that water just as far as I could go. Been all around the world and back, from land to far off land, from the coal mines of Kentucky to that desert Utah sand. I've climbed all over the mountainside and I've panned for Alaskan gold. And all this time I've been searching for a life from the days of old. Days of old, days of old. All this time I've been searching for what I may never know. Days of old, days of old. Wishing I'd been living about 100 years ago. From Mananoke to Louisiana, the Ozark Range with its mountain men, the western sky when the night begins, it's all my home. Where the stories, songs, and books have told of our days of past, of that ancient mold, the lives that were lived hard fought and cold, but I'd still like to find those days of old. Days of old, days of old. All this time I've been searching for what I may never know. Days of old, days of old. Wishing I was living about 100 years ago. Yeah, wishing I'd been living about 100 years ago.
That was really great. We have been joined in studio this morning with Andy Bailey. And I've got a quick question for you.
Yes.
Have you, and we were going to talk about the music festival, but we did that, but I have a, do you have a standing bass a person that plays standing bass.
We sure do. Mr. Dave knows.
Good, because I was picturing that song, and I could hear it all, and I was hearing that standing bass that wanted to be involved.
And a fiddle and a mandolin, and it sounds nice when it's all together.
Very cool. And for your next song, let's go ahead and jump right in so that we've got time to hear it all. I'm excited to hear the next one. What is it called?
Okay, let's see. You want to do let's do something that influences us. You know, every band out there, you know, they've got their influences. But, you know, I think all of us, we've got a lot of old influences that have hit us. The classics, the Merle Haggards and the Cashes and that. But right now there seems to be a lot of new country coming out that's just mind-blowing. And whether it's out of Nashville or wherever it's out of, it doesn't matter. The poetry and the lyrics that are coming out right now are just, they're
amazing.
Turning it back. Yeah, and so
how would you characterize the difference between the Haggards and Cash and all of that with the new stuff that's coming out?
You know, I think there's a similarity in the type of music that I'm talking about in that, you know, the Cashes and the Haggards, they started it, they sparked it, you know, back in the day, and they created their sounds. And then I think for years those sounds got mimicked because they were so good and they were mind-blowing, you know. So people fell into that aspect and almost that rut, you know. And I think that we're seeing people that have, you know, grown up in that aspect, but then are now being able to get out, you know, and so.
And the first form of flattery in art is to just practice and to repeat and do it almost rote style, and now it's really building upon that.
Yeah, and this next one that I was actually thinking of doing couldn't epitomize that more. I feel like I'm going to do a Sturgill Simpson song, and so I feel like he's just really blown out of a box, whether it's from where he's from to where he's at, and with that said, he even did an album cover that basically mimicked Waylon Jennings to a T, you know, and so it's like he's paying his tribute, but at the same time doing his own thing.
Of course. Live on the Morning Mix, Andy Bailey.
Please don't think of me a lazy man, 'cause I've been sitting around all day with the blues. I know how it looks, but don't misunderstand me. Just I can tell when a storm's about to brew, 'cause there's thunder inside my mind, and there's lightning behind these eyes. There's a lull and the wind is dying down. Don't let it fool you, the storm ain't done. Floodwaters rolled in and my heart's going down. And our love's wilted like a flower who ain't got enough sun. Well, the thunder in my head might go away, and the river pain might flow back to the sea. But if you would only come back home and stay, let's stop the pain and bring happiness to me. If you would only back, I'd be so grateful. The storm would be over, the world wouldn't seem so mean and hateful. And I'd lay you down on a bed of yellow clover. 'Cause there's a lull and the wind is dying down. Don't let it fool you, the storm ain't done. Floodwaters rolled in and my heart's going down. Our love's wilted like a flower who ain't got enough sun. Our love's wilted like a flower who ain't got enough sun.
Oh, there we go.
I didn't put our mics on, Jude. Sorry about that.
It's okay.
I was captured by the music.
Me too. Andy Bailey, live in studio. That is fantastic. I can't wait. I cannot wait until next summer when we do that next music festival.
Yeah, what's the date on that?
Okay, it'll be the middle of July. July 14th, 15th, and 16th.
All right. And what is it going to be called again?
The Wasatch Mountain Music Festival.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Jude, you're going to have to do that with Christy. I've got a wedding back in Boston that weekend, but I'll be listening from Boston.
Christy and I are going to be there then.
Yeah.
And she can hula hoop, and then I will get to the other business.
Yeah, we could give her a remote mic and set it up on her head, mm-hmm. and she can hula hoop and, you know, do other stuff at the same time.
Yeah.
So do you have any dates that you're playing out here in the future?
Yeah, we sure do. Actually, next Saturday, we're mm-hmm. playing out at the Notch.
Okay.
You know, we're
Excellent.
Speaking of it. And we've got a couple of shows lined up out there. I think we've got a few more around, but we do have a web page on Reverb Nation.
Right.
Honky Blue Tonky on Reverb Nation. And Dave does a great job at keeping that up to date.
And your Facebook page, Honky Blue Tonky.
Yes. Yep. On Facebook.
And yeah. And come on over on Saturday.
That's right. Yeah. We'd love to see everybody out at the Notch. I mean, for one, it's always a good time. They've got great food. We try and get on, early enough to kind of catch the tail end of the dinner crowd and play a little bit more of the old timey and fiddle stuff to kick it off. And then we, as it goes on into the night, we kind of get more honky tonk as it gets.
And when they come out, they can say, we heard about you on KPCW.
That's right. That's right. You know, same with the festival. With regards to the festival, they're currently taking donations to help for the bands. That's through Vibrant America and Ted Shoup Foundation. And so if anybody has any questions, they can reach me, Andy, at bluegrassx.com. You know, and so.
Andy at bluegrassx.
Yeah.
Can they go to Reverb Nation and buy your music? Or how do they buy your music?
You know, I think they can just download it for right now. You know,
right?
Just
okay.
go ahead and get it. And
sure.
We'd love to just get it out. And we love the local support. And obviously, we'd love to just keep pushing it.
One other quick question. Do you play for events if someone were to hire you for an event?
By all means. Yeah.
Let's make sure that.
So what are you going to play for a third song?
I was thinking about maybe doing a Townes Van Zandt song, just kind of an old classic,
okay,
you know,
good.
And but it's one that I've always liked, and I think it just kind of represents this area as well. You know, it's a song called Snowing on Raton, which isn't around here, but it kind of makes you feel around here, you know, and so.
Live on the Morning Mix, Andy Bailey.
When the wind don't blow an Amarillo and the moon on the Gunnison don't rise, shall I cast my love upon your dreams, babe, or lie beneath the laughter in your eyes? It was snowing on Raton. Come morning, lobby through them hills and gone. Mother thinks the road is long and lonely. My little brother thinks the road is straight and fine. My darling thinks the road is soft and lovely. And I'm thankful that old road's a friend of mine. It was snowing on Raton. Come morning, I'll be through them hills and gone. Well, Well, bid the years goodbye, cause you can't steal them. No, you can't turn the circles of the sun. You can't count the miles till you feel them. And you sure can't hold a lover that is gone. It was snowing on Raton. Come morning, I'll be through them hills and gone. It was snowing on Raton. Come morning, I'll be through them hills and gone. Well, tomorrow, the mountains will be sleeping underneath their silence, green and blue. But I will hear the silence they are keeping, and I'll bring all of their promises to you. And it was snowing on Raton. Come morning, well, I'll be through them hills and gone. It was snowing on Raton. Come morning, I'll be through them hills and gone. Come morning, I'll be through them hills and gone.
Very nice. Andy Bailey, everybody, live on the Morning Mix. You can take a peek at Honky Blue Tonky on the Facebook page, or go to Reverb Nation, download some music, go out and see him Saturday playing again at
The Notch out there off Mirror Lake Highway and 150.
Absolutely. Well, this is the Morning Mix on KPCW. We're going to take a little break here so we can get the roadies in here to move some of the mics around for our next guest. When we return, the one and only Keith Barron. He's guy makes me laugh just looking at him. He's just a funny man. But we're going to play a transition song. This is from the Honey Drops. It's a California band that Christy bumped into on the recent Blues Cruise. And this is from their live album, The Honey Drops, live. And we're going to be listening to Pumpkin Pie is the name of the tune. Stay with us. This is KPCW in Park City. We'll be right back.
Oh, won't you save all your pumpkin pie? Oh, won't you save all your pumpkin pie? Oh, won't you save all your pumpkin pie just for me, girl? Please don't give none away. Let it get sweeter by the day. But won't you save it, baby? Please save it. Come on and save it all for me. Oh, won't you save all your cherry jam? Oh, won't you save all your cherry jam? Oh, won't you save all your cherry jam just for me, girl? Please don't give none away. Let it get sweeter by the day. But won't you save it, baby? Please save it. Come on and save it all for me. Oh, won't you save all your pumpkin pie? Oh, won't you save all your pumpkin pie just for me, girl? Please don't give none away. Let it get sweeter by the day. But won't you save it, baby? Please save it. Come on and save it all for me. Oh.
You got it, brother, you got it.
Woo!
has been on the washboard. Oh, won't you save all your pumpkin pie just for me, girl? If they ask you for a slice, well, you can give them some beans and rice. But won't you save it, baby? Please save it. Come on and save it all for me. Go ahead, bassman. Stop your feet. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. So we're going to leave you alone. That sounds pretty good. Let's leave him alone, man. Here we go.
On KPCW, JW here with Jude Robinson, now joining us in the studio, and this is my favorite comedian, period. His name is Keith Barron. He's been with us a bunch of times.
Thank you,
Keith, it's great to have you back.
Well, thank you. You are my favorite obsessive audience member, so
thank you
for that.
Good.
Yeah. Member, there are two people here. I got nothing. Either one of you?
You ever seen my show?
What's happening?
Listen, I am busy doing comedy about, what was it? Comedy about today or something?
No. Here's the new tag. Finding humor in today's world.
Finding humor
still,
in today's
question
humor.
Question mark.
In today's world, still.
Still?
Yeah. Oh, because post-election, you mean still? Or do you mean ever since the Patriots gotten to the Super Bowl? Listen, I don't follow sports, and I know I heard you driving up here.
Of course.
Of course you're excited about it. I haven't followed the Patriots since Raymond Barry was playing
for
them.
Oh, my God.
So have they been doing well in recent years?
Yeah, they've done okay. They put together a little program. Raymond Barry, unbelievable.
That's honestly, yeah. I was like, when I was a kid, I couldn't figure out why are all the guys who like to play sports now going indoors to watch sports? This made no sense to me. So I just stopped watching sports at like 8 or 9 years old. So I'm frozen in time. Yeah. Ask me anything you want about Joe Namath's, stocking size or, shaving cream brand. I can tell you all that.
I know what still means now. I understand it's not a question, it's steel. But it's said in the Utah language still.
Yeah. So I don't know what you're looking for from me.
Know.
You're looking for something current since Raymond Barry was playing. It's a little disappointing.
Well, I think we should talk about Joe Namath, Joe Willie Namath, because I think people really don't understand that didn't go through. Like, I was a kid, and I got Sports Illustrated as a subscription for Christmas from my dad and mom ever since I was a little kid. That and Popular Science and Popular Mechanics.
Oh, my God. That's such a lie that you're trying to say.
No,
that you're
I'm
saying
not.
To try and sound smart, aren't
oh,
you?
Oh, no. I'm not smart at all, but I used to love those, those magazines. And Sports Illustrated, I'd be following these NFL teams, and I was a Giants fan, and I was a Colts fan for a while. But when Joe Namath came along, it was so different.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, white shoes and fur coats and Broadway Joe and everything that he did. He was just a wild man.
See, Jude, you're in your 20s, so you don't understand this.
20s? But, yes. I'm not that old.
But back in the day when JW and I were kids, football players, they didn't have helmets. The way they would train for the game.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, they would run fast into the wall, face first. That's right. Wow. That was the way they trained for Sunday afternoon.
And that's how J-Dub trains for the show every morning.
I do. I do.
It was like into a wall.
Yeah, it was like Russian roulette. The rookie of the year was also the veteran of the tour. I mean, you couldn't last more than a couple of games. And then you were basically
it would be tough. It would be tough to gear up for that. You'd have to just, you'd have to scramble.
Yeah, it's like Charlton Heston and Ben-Hur without the chariot, you know, just running along. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, speaking the last time I saw you was at the Egyptian Theater, and you had put together a really cool evening. You had a couple of comedians, because in addition to being a comedian, you're also, you put together shows and do things like that.
Is that how you pronounce? I've been saying Egyptian this entire time. I feel like an idiot now. Oh, my God. No
what
wonder
was the
they
name of that female comedian that you brought to us?
I wish I'd known you were going to quiz me. Hold on. One of them is Tracy Smith. Is
right.
Kind of a broad of a girl, kind of a.
Yeah.
And she liked to, you know, do a lot of physicality about sex and stuff.
Yes.
Tracy Smith. Okay.
She said something
she's doing physicality.
I mean, I pay attention to these shows, but she said something I really got a kick out of. She says, my husband and I are very different. They say that opposites attract. He's a vegetarian, I'm a lesbian. I just thought, that's kind of a cool line, you know?
Yeah.
That's hysterical.
You know, Rodney Dangerfield used to say, my wife and I like to talk during sex. She calls me from the hotel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Perfect. Yeah. Sure. Oh, we miss him.
Yeah, we sure do. He was really actually as much of a, you know, just sort of an energy sucker in the room. You know, I mean, Rodney comes in, forget it. Don't imagine getting a word in edgewise. He was really good to young comedians.
Yeah.
Really helpful and a really nice guy. I met him twice. Both times he opened the door. He was in a robe. You know, in a hotel in Florida. I mean, this is how you meet Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah,
he's in a robe. Don't even dream about him putting pants on before the show.
Yeah. God, too much.
Yeah.
What have you been up to?
I'm flying to Florida. I'm starting a tour that I'll be back just in time for the last Saturday of this month, where I'm appearing at Har Shalom, Temple Har Shalom in
Park City. Their annual shindig.
Yeah, their annual shindig. And I know for folks who maybe aren't as indoctrinated as you are, they think, well, I'm not going to go to a Jewish temple to see a comedy show because it's going to be, you know, 24-hour Jewy. And,
you should go there just to do your laundry. You should just go there and hang out. It's
it
a cool
is a
place
beautiful
to be.
Structure. You're right. Yeah. Well,
and their kitchen.
You know who
awesome.
Built it? You know who was responsible for that building?
Who? Should know.
The Bronfman family, which is Seagram's Gin. And so
that explains all the gin that you also get there.
Well, they're in Canada, and Canada is an alcoholic country. So there's never going to be a stop of dollars flowing towards
they're not
any
stupid.
Projects. Yeah.
No, they're not stupid.
I mean, I'm sure they have an outlet in Russia, too, but I don't know about it. So
well, Canada's currently its own country, but we may invade them. And bring them in.
It's technically a rehab center posing as a country.
Ah, there you go.
And I'm okay with folding them into, like, you know, Malibu.
Oh, I bet they can't wait to be folded in. They're probably if we could only be folded in.
Let's finish the plug. So Temple Har Shalom,
yes,
what's the date?
Yes, last February. See, we have transitioned the comedy series at the Egyptian to fewer comedy shows.
Right.
You know, the vision for the theater has always been about music, and about theater.
Right.
And comedy, frankly, was kind of a stopgap measure when the programming wasn't always working the way we wanted it to work. But now it is. And so we've got fewer comedy weekends. We've got only like 4 a year now instead of 8 a year. Now, obviously, as a comedy guy, I would love to see it be a monthly thing. But, you know, when you run a theater, you have to have a vision, a clarity of vision, and I accept that. And so the last comedy show was November. The next one is May. So I'm thinking to myself, it's too far apart.
Yeah.
So
you can't
when
go that long without laughing. There's so much hysterical.
And as Jude is implying, you cannot laugh without a professional comedy show Otherwise, there's nothing.
There's nothing.
Nothing.
There's nothing.
There's no access to humor at all. That's
None.
Right. So I thought, you know, so they came to me and they said, do you want to do it? And, usually I don't want to take focus away from the comedy series, but it worked out well. It's 3 months from November. It's 3 months from May, the next one. So it's right in the middle. It's the last Saturday of the weekend. And I'm going to do a comedy show that, you know, has a Jewish flavor about more jokes than you would see if I did like a comedy club, but it's totally accessible. I do this all over the continent, and I gear it to, because the in particular the Reform slice of the Jewish community, but the Jewish community in general, it's not monolithic the way it used to be. I'm encountering interfaith marriages all over the place, so I've carved my show to take that reality into account.
Can you just go back? Interfaith marriages, is that a thing? That's like, what?
Oh my God, really?
I didn't know you could do that.
Yes, the Pope was married to a Jew before they gave him the big gig. Didn't you know that? No, actually, that's true.
This is,
there was
this
a Pope.
Is
that
upsetting. I don't even really know how to go on.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So there's a Jewish flavor to the evening as far as
to the
jokes
evening
and
some
like
of
that.
The some of the jokes you won't hear in a club
right.
act, you'll hear mm-hmm. there. But I make sure no one is, you know, there's never a joke where the information required to understand it.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
for instance, you were telling a great joke. Tell the joke that you were telling us right before we went back on.
Well,
air.
I was going to say, if you ever do a joke to a gathering of Romans and you want to have a Roman flavoring, I have a couple of Roman jokes.
Do you?
Yeah. So this Roman walks into a bar. He holds up two fingers and says, 5 beers, please.
You see, folks, because the two fingers he holds up is the peace sign, which is a V, which is 5 in Roman numerals.
Roman numerals. There you go.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of Mel Brooks when he made mm-hmm. History of the World, Part 1.
Yeah.
He had that whole Roman scene, and at some point he says to a crowd, "You people are nuts. NVTS nuts."
Another Roman walks into a bar, and he asks for a Martunus. And the bartender says, "You mean a martini?" And the Roman replies, "If I wanted a double, I'd ask for it."
That's excellent. Yeah, but you do have to have pretty sophisticated Roman knowledge to get those
yeah,
jokes.
Yeah,
my
yeah.
Jewish jokes are way more accessible.
Do you have a Roman joke?
Do I ever, you mean besides the one I just stole from Mel Brooks that I just told
oh,
you?
Oh, no, that was great. That
yeah.
was excellent.
Is the
yeah.
ADD kicking in right now, JW?
No.
Okay.
Mine was, I can't even, I don't know. I'm needing to Google some Roman history right now so I can keep up.
Yeah, well,
I would be sitting in your audience going, okay.
Did you go to any Sundance movies? Did you come up here at all or watch any Sundance movies down in the valley?
I came up because I wanted to see the little village tent village that
yeah.
was annoying the vendors.
Right.
Yeah. Because
yeah.
I love people in chaos.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
where the comedy comes from.
Well, you're
from.
In the right country, brother.
So I had some of the best coffee from automakers I've ever had in my life. I mean, that one coffee place was sponsored by, what was it, Lexus that was
yeah.
here? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, only in Park City can the most in-demand coffee come from a car dealership.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I did see some films. They were heavy on the social whatever. But I will, Woody Harrelson, did you see Wilson?
I didn't see Wilson.
I loved
I want
it.
To see that.
I yeah. really loved I it. Yeah, too. He's, I mean, you know, as Woody Harrelson gets balder and balder, they really have to make him quirkier and quirkier. I guess it's an odd thing. See, you have kept your looks, JW.
Oh,
by the
God.
Way, I meant to tell you, this is my, because I won't be here, this is my Valentine's gift.
Oh my
to
gosh,
you,
you're
oh,
still doing
thank
it.
Thank you. Thank
this
you.
Is, if there's only two of you here,
cuddly
I don't understand.
Cuties. Well, I'm going to split this with
what,
you.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you're handing him Valentine's now?
I don't even understand women getting chocolate on Valentine's. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. This is strictly.
Really, you got to take, you got to get
a room.
He
brings me chocolate every year. Fantastic.
So, are you ready for
what? Where
you
do you come up with these nutso ideas, Jude?
For your for the summer,
I am trying to get
getting
down
ready
to
for
my
bikini.
To my original weight of
okay.
8 pounds 6 ounces. Yes,
that'd be
very
nice. I was just going to go for the 2T toddler size, but you're really going. You're serious about it.
I've always had muscle tone, but I like to hide it under an entire extra person. That's how I do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd like to Photoshop mine in.
Oh, excellent.
No, his body's a weapon. He doesn't
Still?
Appear this way, but he is like
yeah.
deadly.
Yes. I'm not on one diet. That's for wusses. I am on two diets right now because I find you don't get enough food with just one diet. That's the basic flaw of all
right.
diets. Yeah. Not
well,
enough cake
in
particular.
That's a good plan because your body is the weapon.
Yes.
It is a machine. You've got to feed it.
Where did you get this crazy idea that women are supposed to get chocolate for Valentine's?
You know,
what world do you live
in? I don't know that I said we were supposed to get chocolate. I was just noticing you handing J-Dub that
package. And this is not...
And it's not chocolate.
And this
isn't
chintzy chocolate. This is...
Are those edible chocolate? Is that what it is? You put them on and then...
Look at it.
Oh, it's exactly...
Oh, you're jealous now. I know.
I am jealous.
You're jealous now.
I'm really jealous. And I was just gonna...
All I know is when I was raised in Key West and then we moved to San Francisco and then we, you know, we moved to Casablanca. That's all I know is men gave one another chocolate. I don't know why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the way
it's
done there.
Yes,
yeah.
And then Provincetown.
So this is what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break, go to a couple of underwriters, and when we come back, we're going to speak with Amy Roberts about the new Park City Hospital addition. You stay with us because we're going to be, and you can yak with Amy.
Stay with us,
and then you can help us close the show.
Oh, thank you. That sounds great to me.
This is the Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City. It's 9:47 in the morning. It is 38 degrees outside our studios. We'll return with Amy Roberts right after these messages. Stay with us.
Join the Utah Olympic Legacy Foundation in celebrating the 15th anniversary of the 2002 Olympic and Paralympic Winter Games, Saturday, February 4th at Soldier Hollow Nordic Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Olympic leaders Mitt Romney and Fraser Bullock will be there from 11 a.m. till noon. More information is available at utaholympiclegacy.org.
Utah Olympic Park is a nonprofit organization dedicated to providing winter sport and recreation opportunities and a KPCW supporter.
Support for KPCW comes from Crandall Capital with New Park Town Center. With urban amenities and services and home to restaurants, shops, entertainment, lodging, and residences. More information about New Park Town Center at 801-303-5440.
Support for KPCW comes from the Waterford School, Utah's secular independent school, enrolling students preschool through grade 12. Waterford invites parents of children in preschool through fifth grade to attend an admissions open house Wednesday, February 15th at 6 p.m. on the campus. For more information, visit waterfordschool.org.
J.W. here with Jude Robinson, Keith Barony, and now joining us in the studio, Amy Roberts from the Park City Hospital to talk about this great addition that you all have put together. Amy, welcome to the show. Good morning. All that stuff.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah.
Thanks for having us.
This is the chocolate that Keith brought me.
Goodness.
What do you think?
Is it hollow or is it solid?
Well, we're going to find out.
I feel like...
Are you asking if I'm hollow or the, is the chocolate
I think
hollow?
It's got just some shallow. I don't know. Yeah.
It's got some heft to it.
I just feel like whenever I used to get those chocolate bunnies, you know, and I would be so excited because it would be the huge one, and then you'd bite the ear off and it would like crumble, and you're like, this is solid. My parents... This is not solid.
This is solid because it's got some heft to it. So,
it's a doorstop.
Well, I'm going to eat it. Yeah.
He sure is.
Anyway, what's going on at the hospital?
Well, you've probably seen from the side of Highway 40 that we built a rather large addition. We're pretty excited, and it just recently opened, so we're going to have a community open house so people can come tour it, see all the services, meet some of the providers, and check it out.
Oh, great. Okay. How many square feet? What is it going to serve? Why'd you guys put it together? And I mean, the hospital was just built recently.
The hospital was built in 2009, which now seems like forever ago.
Yeah.
We're officially a local now, right?
Yeah.
We built the new addition largely because we were out of space, believe it or not. We had no places left for physicians to office. Many of them were sharing two to three to an office. So we added this space. It's about 80,000 square feet. It has a large medical office space. So a lot of our specialty doctors, like our OBGYN and our general surgery, urology, pain management, allergy, dermatology, gastroenterology, they're all together in one building, which is really nice to have them all together as they're seeing patients. That's on the top floor. On the middle floor, we have LiveWell Center, which we had it in the existing building. And we recently expanded so we can offer more holistic health and wellness services.
Such as?
For example, we have a new high-speed treadmill, which is a really cool if not a little dangerous, piece of technology.
For those who can't run fast enough, now they can just
be. There's a reason there are harnesses and ropes and carabiners on it and everything. But it's something like...
Was Keith your model for creating
that? Yes, actually we had him test it for us. And him and Usain Bolt.
I love this idea, though, of generating patients.
Yeah, right. I was thinking. Yeah. I was thinking the same thing. There's a strategy here. Yep, get him on the treadmill. Boom, into orthopedic surgery.
It's very, very safe.
Pulling him into the wall, and then they can do football.
Exactly. Yeah, I heard you on the way up. No helmets, obviously.
None.
It's a very safe because, like I said, they are in harness and carabiners. And it's for people that are more high-end athletes. And essentially, the treadmill is designed to go faster than a human can go.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, the treadmills that you would get on at the gym have a speed limit. And this does not and allows people to continuously push themselves and come to a different level in their athletic performance.
Okay. Are you going to be part of Keith's next comedy?
I was gonna say, finally, a treadmill that can keep up with my walking very slowly. Finally.
Finally.
You're saying it's going to exceed 0.8 miles an hour?
I know.
That
it's hard to
fantastic.
Believe. You might be able to
what a
go
world
one
we live
block.
In.
I know.
They so, can sell popcorn, and we can just come in and watch.
Now, usually at grand openings, like stores will give stuff out. Are you guys giving out free samples? And what does the urology department give out, just out of curiosity?
I think that's going to depend on your needs. We can talk after this. If you have a specialized need, I can put you in touch with our urologist. But,
nice.
You know, HIPAA. There's HIPAA. I don't want to talk about it on the radio.
Yeah.
We will be giving out lots of swag. It's a Valentine's loved themed open house. So we've got, it goes with your chocolate.
Stop.
Is it exclusively for the men? Just the Valentine's for the men?
Just the two of you.
Yeah.
It's a big surprise.
I feel like I have something exclusive for you, yes.
I'm going to stand under a big arch of...
So, and actually, at this open house, you'll be able to first sign a waiver and then try the high-speed treadmill. We'll have experts there to help people, and we call that... Running faster than Cupid's arrow.
And when is the open house again?
It's next Thursday, February the 9th.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's Thursday, right?
Yeah, it is.
So, yes, from 4 to 6 p.m. Here's another really cool thing we have going on. Dr. Oz is actually coming to give a presentation in our new education center, which as I was describing the building, didn't quite get to the ground floor yet. We have an education center on the ground floor that seats up to 500 people. And we're going to bring in some national speakers to talk about health and wellness. And he's going to be our first one. So you can get tickets at the open house. It's the only way to get your tickets. You have to come to the open house.
The first
250 adults.
Okay.
So you're welcome to come and get your two tickets. But if you bring four of your favorite children, they don't necessarily get them.
Okay.
We have to make sure that we're...
Four of your favorite. Only
right.
four.
Not necessarily right. yours, right. just your favorite.
Oh. What about Dr. Phil? Will he be there? He's from Oprah. And I think that's what you guys are really doing there with Dr. Oz, if you also did.
Well, Dr. Oz
Dr.
is coming.
Phil.
We have
Nate.
I'm not familiar if Dr. Phil is really health and wellness focused. I thought he was
mental
more like...
Mental
My
health.
My
understanding
okay.
is he just...
I think he's into making money. I think
he
that's
just
his
goes
deal.
Around with a yeah. lot of film crew and then catches you when you're arguing and says things that you would find.
I kind of see a lawsuit happening over
yeah.
that. Like,
oh yeah.
I'm not 100% sure that's going to fit into
right,
our criteria,
wondered.
But
so,
I'll look into it.
So to focus, we have to get focused. It's
okay.
hard. It's hard on this show. It's difficult to be focused. But it's February 9th, which is Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and it's from 4 to 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are an adult and you are one of the first 250, you're going to get a ticket.
You can get up to two
up
tickets.
Up to two tickets mm-hmm. to see Dr.
We have
Oz. CD and
for
when is Dr. Oz actually
and Dr. Oz
giving
will be
his presentation?
March 3rd.
March 3rd. Mm-hmm. Okay,
so
well, that's
it'll be the
cool.
evening of March 3rd.
And you get some refreshments and you get a tour.
Oh, yeah. We've got all sorts of healthy recipes that we're going to be making that you can sample. Love potion, which is just a free smoothie. don't get too excited. I just got a little cute with the theme is all. You can meet a lot of the providers that are going to be in the specialty clinic. Again, go through the new Live Well Center and check out some of the new health and wellness offerings that we have there. Try out the new high-speed treadmill. Lots of games and activities. We've got a digital photo booth. TapSnap is coming.
Oh,
so we've got some great great activities, family-friendly, lots of fun. Yeah. I think I have my Cupid right here. I know I know who's going to wear wings and a diaper.
I can't come back from Florida for it, but I encourage everyone to go out. Your hospital is a tremendous hospital. More than one friend have orthopedic issues and been spectacularly repaired and treated, and I can't say enough about your facility.
Thank you.
This is a county where people really love exclusive opportunities, and I've never heard of an open house that requires you signing a waiver before this. So I recommend anyone who wants to like be able to say, hey, I went to the only open house where there was literally possibility of injury, you know, by the
going
the,
just the Hotel going California.
Yeah, it kind of is. Yeah. So I think folks are going to be drawn to it. I think they're going to come out in big numbers.
And I have to say, we sponsored Healthy Laughs a number of years, and
one
of my favorite lines from you years ago was that our hospital was the only place where you could sit next to the fireplace and sip a latte, and you know, 10 yards away, your loved one was getting a colonoscopy.
So, the posh pedal.
Nice, Keith. I actually do remember that line because it gave me a good chuckle.
There's that irreverent side to you, which is just continues to come out. It's unbelievable.
See, I see a colonoscopy as a day on the beach, so I don't know where it's irreverent, but you know, sometimes I do it just for fun.
I've got to get one. So can we make an appointment as long as
you absolutely can make an appointment.
You can call in now
7400. Yeah.
And don't do like I do. Go into a building and have it done. In the alleys. Those are not the official people.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
All
right. You got to watch out for them.
That's a good tip.
I was just thinking maybe we should have a release form for being on this show.
Yeah.
I feel like I could have some injury.
I feel, well, sometimes anyway.
So, fighting over that chocolate.
Yeah. Amy Roberts, Park City Hospital. Thank you so much. Big addition. The event again is Thursday, February 9th, 4 until 6 p.m. If you are an adult and you're of the first 250 to attend and sign a waiver, then you will receive up to two tickets to Dr. Oz, which is March 3rd.
And just to be clear, you don't have to sign the waiver to get the tickets.
Treadmill.
You only have to sign them to try
to get on the
high-speed treadmill, yes.
Hey, listen,
but the tickets are right behind the treadmill, so if you don't do the treadmill, you really can't
You
get
have
the
to
tickets.
Run at least 25 miles an hour also in order to get them, but we, you know, we'll, gonna, we'll get across that bridge.
Dr. Oz, see this thing.
He's gonna, it's going to be an entire audience of just gazelles, just sitting in chairs.
And cheetahs.
Cheetahs, too. We're going to go to a couple of underwriters. We shall return right after these messages. Stay with us. Morning Mix on KPCW.
This is Irene with Chateau Recovery, proud sponsor of the Mountain Life on KPCW. For adults struggling with addiction, we offer additional therapies in meditation, music, art, canine, nutrition, and family therapy. Information at 866-808-4160 or chateaurecovery.com. Addiction is a disease. Recovery is a choice.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brewpub, offering weekend brunch at the top of Main Street, featuring traditional favorites as well as midday Marys and mimosas. Private event space available. Wasatch Brewpub. We drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com. Additional funding for programming on KPCW has been provided in part by AMA Waterways and Park City Air, Cruise, and Travel. 565-4730, ParkCityAirCruiseAndTravel.com. Park City Bike Demos, Kearns Boulevard next to Adolph's, ParkCityBikeDemos.com. Long, Reimer, Weiniger, Bepler, Estate Planning, Family Law, LRW-Law.com, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and listeners like you.
We'd like to thank our sponsors for today's show, Squatters and Wasatch Brew Pub, Crandall Capital, New Park Town Center, Park City Mountain, Campos Coffee, San Francisco Designs, Utah Symphony and Utah Opera, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Utah Properties.
You're listening to KPCW in Park City, Utah. And I wanted to mention that Emily is up next, our favorite DJ, salesperson, sales director. And we're going to give her the weekend events because this show's about weekend events. We're going to ask her to read the weekend of events when she comes on because we have run out of time. Keith, we've had so much fun. We just ran out of time.
Well, thank you for indulging me and thank you both. I love you very much, but obviously I love one more and you know who it is. It's the, you know, I only had one chocolate. What can I say?
Yeah.
So, but thank you. It was a delight. And please, folks, come on out. Last Saturday of the month, come see me. It'll be a great show, I can guarantee.
Okay. Everybody get out there and have some fun. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Mm-hmm. Go Pats. This is the Morning Mix. Over and out. Mm-hmm. We still have
one. You're so smitten.
I am really ahead of myself today.
I mean,
we are moving fast, you know? We're moving fast.
I think JW didn't expect me to not go over. So we
Yeah. I kept thinking about, okay, we got to hit that mark. We got to hit that mark.
Did it. If our mark was 10 o'clock.
I will thank our guests quickly. First of all, our musical guest was Andy Bailey. He did a great job. And we want to thank him for being on singing three songs. Keith Barony, of course, who is going on tour tonight. He's leaving for his tour starting in Florida. He'll be back at the end of the month to be at Temple Har Shalom. And then we want to thank Amy Roberts from Park City Hospital here talking about their open house, which is next Thursday, 4 to 6 p.m. So anyway,
well done.
Once again, everybody get out there and have some fun. NPR National News is next. We'll see you next week.